both of my grandfathers were in the Confederate Army. My grandfather Stuart lived till I was 17, and he'd sit and go to sleep, and then he'd wake up and tell us a Civil War story. He was very, very proud of having been a Confederate soldier. And I think maybe my grandmother Stuart was even prouder. He come from Bath County, Virginia, but her people for years had been in Pocahontas County, which at that time was Virginia. And he would say he guessed it was maybe better that the South lost the war, that it remained one nation. He wanted the United States and not divided into two parts. She never surrendered, and she never had any use for Abraham Lincoln, and she lived to be 92.
When I went to school my first year, we studied about Abraham Lincoln, and I was just thrilled to death with Abraham Lincoln. So I came home, and that evening we were eating supper, and I said, "Boy, when I grow up, I'm going to be a Republican." Oh, my grandfather just looked daggers at me, and my dad says, "Don't ever let me hear you say that again," because they were for the South, you know.
I went to D&E one year, and a member of one of my classes comes back to visit maybe about once every 5 years. She's still a rebel.